Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored for the schus of the release of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Peches and the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shloshes, or the 13th Perek, starting Halacha Base. Zog the Mishnah. Ho'ise shtei botei nirin ben nirin. What are we referring to? So the way the looms of the time of Chazal were working, or what we know about them, is that you have what's called the chutei hashti. The shti is the warp. The warp was stretched on two poles, which are called botei nirin. You would stretch the warp on these two poles, going through different holes there are in these poles, and then you would take the chutei ha'orev, meaning the weft thread, and that would go up and down through the warp. So someone creates these poles. The Sefer Chaim, he does one of two things. Either he makes holes in the poles and creates this kli where the chutei hashti will go through, or the one who actually, after you have these poles ready, he takes the chutei hashti, he takes the warp threads, and he passes through these holes. So he's preparing the structure for the weaving. So one who does that, he does two of them, either two holes or he passes it twice. In the nirin, which is the kli ha-riga, that's the professional loom that was used those days, uve kirus, uve napa, uve kvara. Kirus is a coarse weave, which means a very thick weave. And there, just by when someone goes and makes threads in there, even though it's not using botanirin, it's considered to be as botanirin because it's much, much thicker. That's kirus. And napo, kvaro is different types of sifters. Ubesal, or a basket, in all these cases is chayav. Meaning this is part of the melacha of oise botanirim. So a regular orig, when you're making a regular fabric, so then you need to have these something which represents the botanirim, which are the poles where the chutei hashti go through. But when you make these things which are a little thicker, so the actual weaving is considered to be doing oise botanirim because it's not a normal weave, it's a much thicker weave. So when you talk about a basket or talk about a sifter, the way they're created, they're considered to be, that's the melacha of oise botanirim and not a melacha of toifer. Continues the Mishnah with the melacha of toifer of sewing. Ha toifer shtei tefiris, someone who sews two stitches. Or he tears, there is a fabric over there, and he wants to fix it, so he tears it in order to come and sew it again. So when you tear in order to create something good, that kriya on that you're chayav. Says the Gemara, what's benirin? Nirin is nirya. That is the nirin that we mentioned, these poles with the holes in them. Bekirus, what is that? Kiruma. That's the thicker weave that we mentioned. Rabbi Rav Yirmiyahu b'shem Rav, I'm metech zdodov b'shabes chayav mishut toifer. Someone who stretches the garments that has some loose threads in it, and then he pulls it out and makes it stretched, that's considered to be tefir. He's completing the tefir over here. Neimar mishut toifer mishum kosher. So all the mafarshim would say this sentence doesn't belong over here. It belongs le'il. When the Gemara brought Shitas Rabbanon, that says that you also have to tie it up. You have to make a knot. And the Gemara says, if so, when every time you do tefira, it should be kshira as well. And this was brought in as many times as the Yerushalmi. Once we mentioned the sugi before, we mentioned also the sentence, which doesn't belong to here. Halacha gimel zok de mishnah. Hakireya bechamosoy. Someone who tears clothing because he's angry. Ve'al meisoy, or because he's very sad, is act of mourning. The din is kol mekalkalim p'torim. Whenever you ruin something, a person is potter. There's no chiyuv on that. If someone ruins something in order to create something better, he's doing a kilko in order to get to a tikkun. So then whatever the shear of the tikkun is, whatever the shear that he's chayav, when he creates the full thing, the ruining needs to be enough to create that tikkun. So as we mentioned in previous Mishnah, he tears in order to sew two stitches. Says the Gemara, Bon kamei ravabo. He achma dat oma toman. We learned over there, Hashoychit chatosu b'shabes kippur. One is not allowed to be in Korban Chatos and Shabbos, but if someone did bring, so the Korban Chatos does work. It's a Korban Chatos. He needs to bring another one just to not to benefit from Shabbos. But the Korban Chatos does work. So if so, Omar of Hochos also here, we're going to use the Gius of Reb Chaim, Yotze de Kiroi. So here, by tearing the clothing, Lechura, he's Yotze Kriya. the chiyuv that an ovel has, a mourner has, to tear his clothing, he's yotze. So why are you saying it's called mekalkel? It's not mekalkel. He's actually benefiting for it because he's yotze the chayv, the obligation that he has to do kriya. Says the Gemara, Ela kep shimon, deb shimon omar, ad she lo tzorich begufa shel dover. So the Gemara, you're right. This Mishnah, we have to explain that the reason why he's potter by the kriya is not because the kriya is mekalkel. Is ruining. He's not necessarily mekalkel. If he's an ovel, so by doing kriya, he's yotzei kriya. But the reason why he's potter because it's malacha sheyitzich legufa according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that whenever you do a malacha, you don't need the actual malacha, you don't need the direct result. Just something else, it's not chayav. So here he's tearing not for the purpose of tearing. He's tearing for the purpose of yotzei chayvus kriya. So therefore, he's not chayav over here. So our mishnah is like Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, not necessarily, it's not the same thing like Chatos. Why? From Hocho ad Goram Tloy. By Chatos, why a person has to bring Chatos? Because he did a Chet, so he has to bring Chatos. So he brought in Shabbos, he's still Yoitzei de Chatos, even though he's not supposed to bring it on Shabbos. But by Kriya, why a person does Kriya? Because Rabbanan told him to do Kriya. And on Shabbos, Rabbanan said not to do Kriya. So he's not Yoitzei de Kriya. So like, where's the fringe chain? Chatos, you yoitzeh, because the person's obligated on his own to bring a chatos. Kriya, the only reason he's doing it, because your opponent told him, your opponent says, don't do it on Shabbos, so he's not yoitzeh, the kriya. So there's no benefit from the kriya on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Abiyasi, I feel tamon ad garment loy. What do you mean? Also, korban chatos. He's not bringing korban chatos because he wants to bring korban chatos. Shilulei shomat loy shiyovi, hayo miskape loy. He did a chet, it's true. But the fact that korban chatos works to rectify his sin, that's what the Torah told him. That's the only reason he's bringing the korban. So if you're telling me that the korban doesn't work on Shabbos, so he's not bringing it on his own, he's bringing it because he was told to do it. If you say korban chatos does not work on Shabbos, so then he won't bring it. So why are you saying korban chatos works? Because he's doing it on his own. And kriya does not work because we told him to do it. Also, korban chatos, he was told to do it. So you have to say our mission is Reb Shimon. Chavirayo, the friends, bone kamei Rabbi Yosi. Loikinom Rabbi Yochanan Mishem Mishim Ben Yotzedek. Didn't we learn that Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Mishim Ben Yotzedek? The matzah gzulo ain't no yotze boy de chavos loy bepesach. According to your understanding, when you do kriya, you yotze de kriya. So why, we said that when a person takes a matzah, he steals a matzah, he's not yotze de matzah on Pesach because it's gozel, because it's stolen. The same way a person, when he does kriya on Shabbos, when he's not supposed to, he's yotze de kriya. So when a person eats matzah gzula, it should be yotzei day matzah. Omar loin taman gufo aveiro. From hocho, hu ovar aveiro. So Reb Chaim explains it in two ways. Either pshat is, there the whole matzah is a matzah of aveiro. He stole it. So therefore he's not yotzei day matzah. Here, the beggar is not stolen. It's just the maise is aveiro. You're not allowed to tear on Shabbos. So that's why it does work if he did do it. The second explanation is similar to it is, by matzah, there's no way to get out of it. He is always doing an aveiro. There's no way. It's not his matzah. But by kriya, he could choose to do it on a Sunday, and then he'll not do aveiro. So if he happened to do it on Shabbat, that will not take away the fulfillment of the obligation. And the Gemara brings a riot to this. If a person takes a matzah from Shusha Yochid to Shusha Rabbim, and then he eats it on Pesach, is not yotzei dechayva because he did an aveiro with it? No, because the matzah doesn't become a matzah of aveiro. It's only a matzah that was done in it in aveiro. So it's similar here. The beggar is not an aveiro, it's just the maase kriya. So therefore he's yotzei de kriya. Says the Gemara, matzah gzulo, someone stole a matzah, sulav orchale, he can't do a bracha on it. Amar Yishaya Hashem, boitzeya beirach ne'etz Hashem. Someone who steals and does a bracha, he's angering Hashem. Amar Yoyno hadoda tomal betchilo. That's the first bracha. Because when he did the first bracha, so he's having in his hand a matzah gzula. But b'soif, after he ate the matzah, loy domim u'chayav loy. Once he ate the matzah, he's not obligated to give back a matzah. He needs to give back money to the owner. So the matzah is already nikra b'shinui, who's kreni b'shinui. So therefore, that he has to do the bracha achreino. The bracha samazin he has to do, because once he ate it, it's already not gzula. Revino omar ein aver mitzvah. Haveso omar ein mitzvah averu. I mean, they're both coming to say, you don't think that the only thing that you're missing is a bracha, but you're yotze the mitzvah. It is no mitzvah at all. Because a mitzvah is not an aveiro, and aveiro is not a mitzvah. Whatever is an aveiro cannot be a mitzvah. Omar Aveilo, what's the source in the pasuk that a mitzvah and aveiro cannot be the same? Eila mitzvahs im asisim ke mitzvahs of mitzvahs. You did it the right way, then it's a mitzvahs. V'im lav einu mitzvahs. In other words, this is the idea of mitzvah. Habo ba'aveiro is not a mitzvah. If the mitzvah is not done correctly, it's not a mitzvah. Halokha da zog de mishnah. Shir ha-milabin ve-aminapis ve-atsiveya ve-atoive. So milabin is cleaning the clothing, bleaching the clothing. Haminapis is disentangling those threads. Hatsiveya is dyeing. And atoive is one who spins. All of these melochis. Shiruoy kemiloyuroy chav hasit kaful. It's like the size, you have to do at least the size of a thread, which has a length of kemiloy roichav hasit kaful, a double sit. What's a sit? Is the distance between the index finger and the middle finger, between the etzba and the amo. So that size double, that's the chiyuv on these melochas. Ho'erik shnei chutim, someone who weaves two threads, shiur kemiloy hasit, then the size is one sit, not a double sit. Meaning it's two threads, but the length is one sit. Says the Gemara, Tama Tani, and there we learn Hamoitzi Eitzim. How much of one is chayav when it takes that wood? Kedei levashel beit zakal, the amount it takes to cook a small egg, a chicken egg. And the continuation of the Mishnah there is that if someone takes klipe goizim, which means different peels, that with that you create dye. So it's kedei litzvoya beged katan. The shear is to dye a small clothing. And here it says that if you do miloy asit kofel for dyeing, it's enough to do a thread the size of a double sit. That's not a full clothing. What's the difference between a moitzi and a tzeveya? Answers the Gemara, Talmud moitzi litzvoya. There we're taking out in order to be tzeveya. For someone to take out from one rishus to another, he's not taking a drop of dye. He's taking a whole bucket. The amount you usually take is enough to dye a full clothing. But the actual tzviya, he could do for even a small amount. So for tzviya, you have a small amount. For hoitzah, he'd have a larger amount. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Peches.